This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren Rouse from ProBlogger. Welcome to episode 180 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to talk about Facebook Live and give you my top seven different ways to use this technology that I think has a lot of benefits for bloggers. As I said at the top, my name is Darren Rouse, and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks, and many other things, all designed to help you as a blogger to grow your audience and to make money from your blog. You can learn more about ProBlogger over at ProBlogger.com. So in today's lesson, we're talking Facebook Live, and we've seen over the last 12 or so months, Facebook continue to develop this particular aspect of their platform. Initially, it was only available to larger influencers or verified account holders, but then they opened it up to everyone. And I've seen a lot of our audience begin to experiment with the technology. But Facebook haven't just let this technology kind of sit dormant. Over the last few weeks, they've made it even easier to do. You can now do it from your desktop. You just need to log in to Facebook itself, and there's an option to do a Facebook Live broadcast from your webcam, which really opens it up to even more bloggers. And I suspect they're going to continue to develop it even further. I hope they add things like being able to share your screen and to do split screens. You can do a lot of that stuff using other tools, and we'll touch on some of that a little bit later on today. So I know a number of you as readers of ProBlogger are already using Facebook Live, but I suspect there's many of you who've been looking at this technology and wondering how you would use it. And that's what I want to focus upon today. I want to give you seven ways to use Facebook Live to help to grow your brand, to grow your audience, and to make money from your blog and to build your business. You can find today's show notes where I will summarize what I've got for you today and give you a full transcript, as well as link to some of the tools that I mentioned over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/180.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, let's get into today's show. Hopefully you cannot hear my air conditioner, which is pumping really loudly at the moment. It is just past 38 degrees Celsius here in Melbourne. Hot summer's day, just over 100 Fahrenheit. But I'm not going to let that deter me. I want to get into some of these different ways that you can use Facebook Live. But before I do, I just want to really briefly give you some of the why of using Facebook Live. And I'm going to whip through these reasons really quickly. Firstly, for me, Facebook Live, the real benefit of it is that it gives you a live interaction with your audience. It's all about engagement. It's all about understanding who is reading your blog and who's watching you, because you get immediate feedback. But more importantly than that, it personalizes your brand and it shows your followers, your readers, who you are. I've lost track of the amount of people that have contacted me after watching one of my live videos and having interacted with me on a live video. I've lost count of the number of people who've said things like, you know, you're not the way I had previously thought of you. You're different to my previous perception of you. And usually the difference is a positive difference, I'm pleased to say. So Facebook Live does open up that engagement with your audience, and it certainly warms up your audience. I've noticed many times after a Facebook Live that people will leave comments on my blog for the first time ever, having seen me on a Facebook Live, or they will purchase a product in the days that follow as well. And I think it's really about that engagement. It helps your audience to understand who you are, helps you to understand them, and it helps them to feel like you have noticed them because you're seeing their comments, you're interacting with them. It helps you to understand who's reading your blog, which gives you insight into the type of content that you can create as well. I find Facebook Live gives me a lot of energy as well. It's quite often after doing a Facebook Live that I will have an idea for a blog post, and I'll have real motivation to write that post because I've just been asked a question, or I've just seen one of my audience members with a particular need. And I've lost track really of the amount of podcasts that I've created almost within minutes of completing a Facebook Live, because it does give me energy and motivation and ideas as well. It's also a really great way of testing your ideas. If you've got an idea for a blog post or a podcast or a piece of content or a product, jump on Facebook Live and test that. You get immediate feedback with your audience as well. It's also a great way of increasing your reach on Facebook. Facebook are prioritizing Facebook Live at the moment. They are showing your live videos to a larger audience than pretty much any other type of content that you could put onto Facebook at the moment. And I've seen this time and time again. I did a Facebook Live just last week. I think on the Pro Blogger page, we have an audience of about 80,000 people who followed our page. That video had reach of over 150,000. And that's because Facebook are prioritizing that. And it's the type of content that people like to share as well. And so it is a great way of finding new readers or engaging with those readers who perhaps haven't seen your content for a while on Facebook Live because of their algorithm, on Facebook because of the algorithms. So there's a whole lot of reasons there. I think it does help to build your brand, to build your audience, and there's potential for it to help you to monetize as well. So the question then is, how do you use it? And what type of videos should you be creating on Facebook Live? And really, there's no one answer. I've seen 10, 15 different types of videos that bloggers are using on Facebook Live. But today, I want to just share the top seven that I've seen and done myself.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Number one is my favorite, and that is to do an Ask Me Anything video. Now, I will say right up front that this is the one that you do need to have an audience for. If you are a small blogger, this may be a bit of a tricky one, or you may need to really work hard to get people to show up on your Ask Me Anything video. This is where you sit in front of the camera and you take questions and you answer those questions to the best of your ability. This is what I predominantly use Facebook Live for at the moment. I'm trying to do it at least once a week. I'll jump on. Sometimes I announce it beforehand with an email or in Twitter to try and get people to my Facebook page just before it happens. That certainly helps to get more interaction. I find that I need 20 to 30 people to be watching live to get enough questions to last me at least half an hour. And that's the minimum that I'm looking to be on Facebook Live for, is about half an hour, because it takes a little while for your audience to grow and for Facebook to be able to prioritize it. So you want to be aiming for at least that long. Ultimately, it's a Ask Me Anything type session, but sometimes it is helpful to be able to put a topic around it as well. So you could say, if you're a photography blogger, ask me anything about portrait photography, or ask me anything about landscape photography. That sometimes can help to draw people in with that particular interest. Sometimes it's also good to be able to go into those sessions with some questions that you've already been asked, to kind of get the ball rolling. So you might say on your Facebook page a few hours before you're going to do the video that you're taking questions and that you will answer them in an upcoming live video. Ask Me Anything is really great if you do have that audience. It does build engagement, and this is where you do get that conversation with your audience. And it's one of the few places that you can almost have a real-time conversation with your audience. And these are the ones where I often get those emails afterwards of people, you know, really saying, thank you so much for answering my question. And, you know, you are different to the way I expected. Because you can be a bit playful in these type of sessions. So Ask Me Anything videos is number one. Number two is to teach something. Prepare a talk. Prepare some tips, prepare some teaching of some kind. Usually, I would take in about five different points that I want to make on a particular topic, and I would make the topic a pain point of my audience, or a challenge that they're trying to overcome, and then I would present, you know, five or so things about how to overcome that. You want to aim for about maybe 10 to 15 minutes of teaching, and then you can switch into a Q&A. That's where you get a little bit more interactive, and you want to say right up front that today I'm not here to answer questions right off the top. I want to teach you something, and then we're going to take a Q&A as well. That really does work well. Now, you can use some visuals with that. I've seen people standing in front of a whiteboard where they have their points written. I've seen people use their camera on their phone and flipped it around to show the points on a screen, so as a PowerPoint presentation. I've seen people stand in front of televisions where they have a PowerPoint, so they're able to have some visuals for their teaching as well. Using those visuals can really work well. I really hope that Facebook do add in the ability to do screen sharing natively from their app or from the desktop option that they have at the moment, because that will certainly help with the teaching because you will be able to use your visuals. But there are other tools that you can use to do that as well. There's a tool called Wirecast, which will enable you to have multiple cameras and also to share your screen, your desktop on your computer. And you could also use a tool called Zoom. Zoom is a webinar tool, and you can actually do a webinar and then share that to Facebook Live. So that would be another way that you could share some slides in a fairly easy way. But the key here is to think about what you're going to teach and make sure it's something that really is a pain point of your audience or is something that they want to learn. And one of the great things as bloggers when it comes to this is that if you've already got content on your blog that teaches something, that you can really quite easily take one of those old posts that you've written and repurpose that into a live video. You've already got the content there. You've got your main points already lined out. It is just a matter of speaking those points. Don't read them, you want to speak them.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Number three type of video that you might want to use is where you want to use the live video to promote some content that you've already published. And this is something I've done a number of times, and I've done it a number of times, particularly on Digital Photography School. And what I was doing for a while on the DPS Facebook page was to jump on and to do a Facebook Live just after our newsletter went out. And what I would do is basically run through the newsletter and show our viewers of the video the posts that we'd published over the last week. If you've subscribed to the DPS newsletter, you'll know that we send out once a week an email that just basically shows the 14 posts that we've published over the last week. And so we list them. It's a very simple email. And so what I did was basically I showed people the content. And I used my phone to do this, and I flipped the camera around and showed the screen of my computer and actually talked about each of the pieces of content that we published over the last week. And then in the description of that video, I shared the links of each of those pieces of content as well, so people could then go and find those pieces of content. And that did really well. We saw spikes in traffic, but it also helped us to get new subscribers to our newsletter, because at the start of that video, I was saying, hey, if you haven't already got our newsletter, here's what it looks like. And I showed them, and here's the new content that we promoted this week. And that motivated some people to sign up for our newsletter as well. Now, you could do it with your newsletter, or you could do it every time you write a new blog post. You could say, hey, today I published this, and you might give a few of the reasons that you published that post. You might even give a bit of a teaser of some of the content itself, and then you give people the link to go and find that piece of content. You might also take some questions. You might say, go and read it now and let me know what you think about it and get feedback on it in some way. So promoting content, promoting a newsletter, promoting some feature of your blog is the number three type of video that you might do on Facebook Live. Number four is to do a review or to demonstrate something. One of the beauties of video is that you can show stuff. It doesn't just have to be you standing in front of a camera talking into the webcam. You could be actually illustrating how to use something or to show a product or something that you've got that might interest your readers in some way. You might do an unboxing. If you get a parcel in the mail, you could do an unboxing if you know what it is, and then give your first impressions of that particular product. I've seen a number of bloggers do this in the fashion space, fashion bloggers who actually unbox a dress and then sort of duck behind a little place and put it on and then show it and get feedback on it from their audience. I've seen parenting bloggers demonstrate toys with their kids, actually showing the products that they have been given for review. So you could do this as a first impression review and then go on and write the full review later on. The great thing about Facebook Live is that you can embed the videos that you do as a Facebook Live into a blog post later. And that's pretty cool. So you could actually say in your full review that you write up on your blog, here's a video that I shot with my first impressions, and then give the rest of the content underneath that as written content. So doing reviews, demonstrating, if you've got something particularly visual that you're writing about, that could be a great way to use Facebook Live. Similarly, if you're a travel blogger to show a destination, I guess in many ways that's a review or a demonstration of that destination as well. So if you've got something visual that you're blogging about, Facebook Live could be brilliant for you. Number five way that you can use Facebook Live is to recap an event. I know a lot of you go to conferences, you go to workshops, you go to different types of events, and using Facebook Live in that scenario is brilliant. Firstly, you could actually be showing part of the event. Now, you need to get a bit of permission. You need to actually find out what the terms of service are of that event. You probably don't want to be live broadcasting keynote speeches without permission. But at the end of the day, that is often a great time for you to do a Facebook Live because you can recap what happened at the event. And I've done this a number of times. Last year at Social Media Marketing World, at the end of every day, I would get on and do a Facebook Live video for my followers of here's the top five things that I learned at Social Media Marketing World this year. And that was great because it actually shared what I was learning with my audience. I have a large audience that want to be at the event that I'm at, but most of them just can't be there. And so to be able to give some sort of an insight of that, to show them parts of that event can be a really good thing as well. So if you are going to an event, make sure at the end of that day, at the start of the day perhaps, just do some little snippets throughout the day of different things that you learn at the event.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
Number six thing that you can do for Facebook Live, I've already kind of just touched on it there, is to do interviews. And this is something you could do at an event, to actually ask a speaker, ask another attendee, can I ask you a few questions about the topic that you spoke about or a session that you've been at, and to interview people can be a great way of doing a Facebook Live. This gets someone else into your video, which brings a bit of variety to what you're doing as well. But it doesn't have to be an event. At an event, you could actually arrange to meet someone, find a quiet room somewhere, and to do a longer interview or more formal interview as well. These can be done live, or they can be done using some of the tools like Zoom, the webinar tool that enables you to do split sharing. At the moment, Facebook Live don't natively let you do split sharing, but I have heard some rumors that that might be coming. But at the moment, you can use tools like Zoom to do that as well. So it might be more of a virtual interview in some ways as well. The last type of video that I'm kind of keen to experiment with, and I've seen Social Media Examiner do this a number of times, is where they give their Facebook Live access to a guest presenter. So if you think about guest posts on blogs, it's fairly common today. We allow people to write a useful piece of content on our blog. Why not consider giving access to someone to your Facebook page to do a live video? Now, this takes a bit of trust because you're going to have to give them some admin rights to your Facebook page. So you don't want to just be doing this to anyone. But if you've got an expert in your field, someone that you know and trust, get them on to do an Ask Me Anything, or get them on to do a teaching type one. Get them on to present something. That can actually be really interesting because it shows your audience that you're connected with other people in your industry. It gives them another voice, which adds a bit of variety to your page, and they may promoted as well if there's someone who has some influence in their space, and they might share it to their network, which then helps your page to be found by more people as well. Again, that takes some trust. So don't just give your access to your Facebook page to anyone, but that's something that you might want to do. Now, they're just seven things that you could do with a Facebook Live. Ask me anything, teach something, promote content or your newsletter, do a review or a demonstration, recap an event, interview someone, or get a guest presenter on. You could do a lot more than that. You could do behind the scenes, you could do announcements, you could do previews of things that are coming up. But those seven things that I've gone through are the things that I've used Facebook Live for with best results. But I would love to hear what you think. How have you used Facebook Live? Now, you can tell us how you've done that over on the show notes at problogger.com/podcast/180, or you can share that over in our Facebook group. Just search on Facebook for ProBlogger Podcast Listeners. Lastly, I want to challenge you to do a Facebook Live this week. I know for a fact that a large percentage of you have not done your first Facebook Live. I want to challenge you to do it today. Whether anyone shows up to your Facebook Live or not, it doesn't matter. The great thing about Facebook Live is that it, once the live session is over, it becomes a video on your page or in your group, wherever you decide to do it. And it becomes content that you can then embed into a blog post or that you can will remain on your page and people can access afterwards. Facebook continues to share it later on. So even if no one shows up to it, if you do a teaching, for example, and no one shows up, it still is valuable content as well. So I want you to choose one of those seven types of Facebook Lives to do it on your Facebook page and then to come into our Facebook group, ProBlogger Podcast listeners, and to share what you did, to leave a link to your Facebook Live. I really want to see as many Facebook Lives over the next 7 days as possible. So again, go to the Facebook group, ProBlogger Podcast listeners, and drop a link to your next Facebook Live. I challenge you, I dare you, I double dare you, do it today. Thanks for listening. Again, you can find the show notes over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/180, where I'll also share a blog post that I wrote last year with 30 tips on how to do a Facebook Live as well. 30 tips on actually doing it, the logistics of doing it. So I hope you find that useful over in the show notes tonight. Thanks for listening. Chat with you next week.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at ProBlogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.